out of Turkey for its military assault on Syria's Kurdish fighters across the border in Syria. He calls it a mistake.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I mean, I think the incursion was unwarranted. I think President Erdogan that was fixated on making this incursion for one reason or another, and there was not a possibility that we were going to start a war with a NATO ally.
Esper says the invasion jeopardizes security gains made in recent years as the U.S.-led coalition and allied Syrian Kurdish forces battled the Islamic State group. His comments are very different from U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks on the situation, which he calls a big success. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow. What a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations, not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces are accusing Turkey of launching a large land offensive targeting three villages in northeast Syria, despite a truce. But Russia says the peace plan hammered out this week is going smoothly. Israeli ex-military chief Benny Gantz has been tasked with forming a coalition government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts failed. Mr. Gantz now has 28 days in which to form his own coalition. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The 39 people found dead in the back of a truck south of London were Chinese. Reuters' Maya Wormsley reports.
The 39 people found dead in the back of a truck near London were Chinese, Britain's ITV News reported on Thursday. That as police questioned the driver of the vehicle, who was detained on suspicion of murder. Paramedics and police found the bodies of 38 adults and one teenager early on Wednesday in a truck container on an industrial estate at Grays, about 32 kilometres east of the British capital. A source familiar with the investigation said he was Mo Robinson from Portadown in the British province. The BBC reported that police had raided two houses in Northern Ireland as part of the investigation.
That's Reuters' Maya Wormsley reporting. Pakistan and India signed a landmark agreement Thursday on the opening of a new border crossing for Indian Sikh pilgrims to visit one of their holiest places in Pakistan. The rare instance of cooperation between the two nuclear-armed South Asian rival nations comes amid a sharp deterioration in their traditionally strained ties. Lebanon's president says he is ready for dialogue with protesters to find the best solution for saving the country from financial collapse. In an address to the nation, he suggested a government reshuffle was on the table. A climate change conference is taking place today in France. AP's Zarya Shockley has more.
The two-day meeting in Paris aims to replenish the Green Climate Fund, which has spent much of the $7 billion it received from governments in the past 5 years. Governments agreed at the UN Climate Summit in 2015 to raise $100 billion each year by 2020 to help developing countries reduce their emissions and cope with the impacts of global warming. President Donald Trump's decision to withhold $2 billion of the $3 billion pledged by his predecessor Barack Obama has contributed to a shortfall at the Green Climate Fund that other countries have struggled to fill. I'm Zarya Shakili.
Utilities in California are preparing to stage another round of rolling blackouts throughout the state this week to prevent catastrophic wildfires. The blackouts will impact 500,000 customers across the state. Forecasters say California will be hit by high winds with gusts up to 97 kilometers an hour, which could knock dry tree branches into active power lines and spark wildfires. A court in Bangladesh has sentenced the principal of an Islamic school and 15 others to death over the killing of an 18-year-old woman. She was set on fire for refusing to drop sexual harassment charges against the principal. Russian President Vladimir Putin is seeking to expand Moscow's clout in Africa by touting military aid and economic projects at the first-ever Russian-Africa summit. The summit underlines Russia's renewed bid for influence in resource-rich Africa. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.